All right, so I think that the universe wants me to keep podcasting because I had wrapped that up, and then the cosmos said unto the great one, great one, you're in a really good mood. You're laying some smack down on some candy ass. You pissed off the women's. You pissed off the pox. You pissed off the bankers. And I don't say bankers to mean the fucking Jews. I mean, I know. Do you realize that the previous episode was a fucking Jew-free episode? Sorry, I will not. Well, we did talk about the movie, though, where we relocated the Jews. I actually say the word Jew, but we talked about them. But when I say the banks, I actually didn't mean that as a code word for the fucking Jews, even though... Isn't it funny how when you say, well, the bankers, people automatically assume you mean Jews? I mean, gosh, why do you automatically assume I mean Jews if you didn't? Even on a subconscious level, recognize and realize that Jews control the banks. And don't forget, the ever-present, most likely the third possibility, the Jews do need to be relocated. Das Juden must be removed! Sieg Heil! Sieg Heil! Sieg Heil! The great thing about being me, there are so many good things. A lot of podcasters who have smaller brains and smaller testicles and smaller penises would be worried about saying something on their podcast that might be taken out of context. See, everything on my podcast can be taken out of context, and so I can just zig heil as much as I fucking want to. You know what? Since we're doing another podcast, we're going to talk about dick. Not that kind of dick. Dick with the banks. We're going to talk about this. We're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about some other stuff. We're going to build on things that happened in the previous episode. So if you didn't hear the previous episode, you might want to backtrack and hear that. Just because, oh my God, if we have time, we'll talk about the abortion thing. Because we talked about abortion in the previous episode. Because we were theorizing whether or not Tommy Loren is fucking scraping fetuses out of her nasty little cooch. I'm the great one himself. I am the most offensive podcaster you've ever heard in your life. You know why? Because I tell you the fucking truth. For example, I tell you that it is true that the Republicans did not fight a civil war to free the slaves. That did not happen, okay? Republican politicians did not pick up guns and go down there and shoot anybody. Republican politicians used the power of the state to force other people to go down south and shoot people. Republican politicians, just like today, did not fight a war. There are no Republican politicians fighting any wars, past, present, or future. Here's where we're going to start off today. If you vote Republican, I think you've got to be a fucking moron. The more I think about it. So here's a question. Let's say you've been divorce raped. If you have been divorce raped and you vote Republican, you're a fucking idiot. Great one. Why is that? Well, let's go fucking talk about why that is. Let me tell you why I'm right and you're wrong and you can go fuck yourself. When you got divorce raped, why did you get divorce raped? Well, it's because the legal system is stacked against you. Now, why is the legal system stacked against you? Because the laws are made to benefit women. Why are the laws made to benefit women? Partially because there's a bunch of beta males who think that if they pass laws that benefit women, they'll get laid. But the other reason is because women vote. If you're anti-abortion, here we go. If you're anti-abortion and you vote Republican, you're a fucking idiot. Why is abortion legal? Well, because women want abortions and they have political power. Women vote for abortion. Women vote for politicians who will keep abortion legal. And you say, well, why does this make Republican voters idiots? Well, because as I said in the previous podcast, who is it that decided women should be allowed to vote? It was Republicans. Everything Republicans have done is a failure. Let's go through this. What did Republicans do? So Republicans fought a civil war to free the slaves. All right. So then once again, next time you see a Black Lives Matter riot, next time you see BLM people burning down buildings, you can thank Republicans for that. Now, after the Republicans and Abraham Lincoln and you personally came down to the South and fought the Civil War to free the slaves, which we can't mention that the Civil War was actually started by drunken Confederates in South Carolina firing at Fort Sumter, because that would blow away your entire narrative about how you personally, you're a registered Republican in the year 2020, you and Abraham Lincoln personally started the Civil War to free the slaves, because you're such a virtue signaling faggot, because you care about Black people so much. I don't know what's more disgusting, the little fucking college white girls. By the way, college is gearing up again here in the People's Republic of Fort Collins. And of course, the first thing the little white college students did upon coming back is, of course, hold a protest. Because Black Lives Matter. And there's a picture of all these white people in Fort Collins walking around holding their signs up. The college kids are doing their protests, because that's what you do when you go to college. By the way, if you're a conservative and you send your daughters or your sons to college, that's why you're a conservative. You're an idiot. And their signs say, now we all know it's Black Lives Matter is the name of the thing, right? Black, get the black part. Lives, so you got lives, it's plural, right? So lives, not just one, all lives. Black lives matter. They are matter. They're important. Okay, we get it. The stupid little white kids are walking around with signs, which have obviously been printed. It's like a mass printing. It's not handwritten signs that say Black Life, singular, life matters. Now, I don't know why they can't have a sign that says Black Lives Matter. Like, is it copyright? Or are they afraid that the black people will think they're appropriating their movement? I don't know what the story is behind this. So if anybody, you know, is bored and you want to delve into this, why you have a sign that says Black Life Matters instead of Black Lives Matter, I don't know. So again, I'm not sure who's stupider, the fucking black people in BLM or the fucking white people in BLM. It's a toss-up. So the Republicans, so they freed the slaves, killed 600,000 people, murdered them, and freed the slaves. So now we have BLM riots. That's great. Now, then, what is one of the things, the criticisms of black people, other than having all the kids out of wedlock? What's another criticism of black people? Well, they're on welfare. Now, not all black people are on welfare. Just fucking roll with me, okay? That is a criticism put forth on black people, mostly by, if someone is criticized, if someone says something like, yeah, all those fucking black people, man, they're all on welfare. Which political party do you think that person probably votes for? Statistically speaking, more often than not. That's going to be a Republican, right? Right. The Democrat would complain that the black people don't get enough welfare. Republicans will complain about black people being on welfare. Yes, I know, not all Republicans. Not all Republicans are like that. No. So now, as soon as the Civil War was over, who immediately came forth to give the black slaves reparations and welfare? It was the Republicans. Have you ever heard the expression 40 acres and a mule? Okay, so who freed the slaves? Republicans. Who put the slaves on welfare? Republicans. And then, as I theorized in the previous episode, who was it that gave women the vote? Because I saw something on the Twitterverse was talking about the Republicans gave women the fucking whatever amendment that let them vote. And there it is, Republicans. Now, so I finished recording that episode. I walk away from the recording equipment here. I'm tidying up a couple of things. I see the cell phone sitting there. I pick it up. I look at the notifications. You get some love from some cute girls on Twitter and shit like that. I mean, Instagram. And I see some Instagram things. So I pop over. I look at my InstaThought feed. And there's a picture of Tommy Lauren's cooch. And she's banging on something. And somebody's scraping a fetus out of it. Oh my God, what is that? I am, Jesus Christ, I'm looking at Instagram. This is terrifying. And I am, oh my God, Rich Cooper, dude, put your shirt on. Nobody wants to see that. Rich, gross, you're a Canadian. Nobody wants to see you without a shirt. Stop it. Stop it. All right, hold on. Backing up. There's some shit from the goddamn bacon. What's bacon doing? Bacon, what the fuck are you doing? You building a barn or something? Oh, he's painting a barn. All right. There you go there, bacon. What? All right, hang on. I'm scrolling. Great one. Can you scroll and talk at the same time? Oh, there's my fucking babe, Carrie. I like to bang her, even though she is a Jew. Whoa, talking about things I'd bang. Holy shit. That is, all right, that's hot. Oh my God, scrolling. Holy fuck. How can there be this much fucking InstaThought in this short amount of time? What are you people doing with your lives? See, here we go. Here's a huge... And I don't follow that many people on InstaThought. How do you people have this much fucking free time? What the hell? Do you guys have a purpose or anything? Oh, is she hot? Eh, not bad. There's a fat chick cosplaying. No, wrong. My God. I can't believe I'm still scrolling back to try to find this thing. You people have way too much fucking free time. Is that it? Nope, that's not it. Oh, I think, nope, that's not it. AK-47s. The Great Gatsby. That is a terrible fucking book. Whoever you were that posted a picture of the cover of The Great Gatsby in your feed, unless you're making fun of it. Ooh, she's cute. Holy shit. So there's this InstaThought thing I follow called Vintage Cheese. That post old shit, like hot shit. Back when women were attractive. Holy shit. Whoa. Alright. Yeah. There's cat photo. That's good. Like the cat photos. This is unfucking real. I cannot believe there's this much shit on InstaThought in this amount of time. What in the fuck? Oh, God, I found it. Jesus Christ, because you guys were sick of listening to me scrolling down Instagram, as you should be if you're an actual fucking man. Now, if you're a woman, you're like getting Twitter-pated and everything. Oh, my God, he's looking at InstaThought. I wonder if he's going to see my selfie. I wonder if the great one's going to like my selfie. I put a selfie on InstaThought. Oh, I hope the great one likes it because I really want the great one to like my selfie on InstaThought because, oh, my God, I'm on InstaThought. I wonder how many likes I have on InstaThought. I wonder if I have more likes on InstaThought with that fucking bitch, Becky. Oh, my God. I'm so tired of being nice to Becky, but, oh, my God, she's my BFF, but I just really need to get a knife in her back. And, I hate that fucking bitch. That's why she's my BFF. Oh, my God, totally. InstaThought. Okay. So I theorized, but I said I needed to research this to find out if it's true, that Republicans are the ones who let women vote and thus have basically destroyed everything around us. I mean, think about it. If women didn't vote, do you think abortion would be legal? I mean it. If women didn't vote, do you think abortion would be legal? So if you're a fucking conservative or you're a fucking Christian and you're anti-abortion and you vote Republican, you're a fucking dimwit, okay? If you've been divorce raped by a woman, you were divorce raped by a woman because the laws are loaded in the favor of women, and the reason the laws are loaded in favor of women is because women vote. And guess whose fault that is? take a wild fucking guess which of the two fucked up political parties gave voting to women. So I thought, well, I wonder if that's true. Did well, then I open up. So I'm walking by. I'm tidying up some things. I see the phone. I pick it up. Look at the InstaThought notifications. They're cute girls, you know, yada. And I flip over to the feed, and the first, literally Hitler, the first thing in my InstaThought feed is this. It's from Thomas Sowell. If you don't know who Thomas Sowell is, I don't know why you're listening to this podcast. Great one. Isn't Thomas Sowell a black man? He is a black man. Aren't you racist? I am racist. Well, then shouldn't you hate it? No, because Thomas Sowell is smarter than literally Hitler. 99.999999, and I did percentages correct this time, percent of the population. His main flaw is that he's a Republican and he's a statist, but he's a very smart man. So if Thomas Sowell says something like factual, I believe that it's true because Thomas Sowell, he's wrong about some things, but he does his fucking research. Here we go. This is from Thomas Sowell. I wonder what radical feminists make of the fact that it was men who created the rule of women and children first when it came to rescuing people from life-threatening emergencies. Well, what feminists think about that is that men are stupid, and men are gullible, and men are easy to manipulate. That's what they think. Because you guys are, because you've forgotten all the lessons of the past. And that's why the red pill manosphere is a thing nowadays, because men have to be taught things like, yes, all women are like that. Yes, women will stab you in the back. Yes, women hate other women. Yes, women love opportunistically while men love idealistically. All these things that Rollo, and I'm not dissing anybody. I'm saying everything that Rollo Tomassi has ever written about a fucking woman, 1,000 years ago, every man alive knew this shit. Now, Thomas goes on to write underneath that, because it's his little picture, because he posts a little inspirational sayings like a fucking woman does. Thomas Sowell, you have an IQ of like 197. Well, then again, he probably doesn't actually run his own Instagram account. He's probably got a lackey doing this. It's probably a woman. But so he posts little inspirational sayings like a fucking woman would. Underneath there, in his comments, it says this, quote, it was also men, conservative men, who passed the 19th Amendment and gave women the right to vote. Although a majority of women at the time didn't want this right. And Democratic President Woodrow Wilson opposed the passage of this amendment. He later dropped his opposition due to pressure by a Republican Congress, in parentheses, all males, close parentheses. There it is, boys. Confirmation. So next time you're thinking about how fucked up everything is and women voting, you can thank the Republicans for that. Has the Republican Party accomplished anything at all that has not, in the end, been destructive of Western civilization? That's a real question. So far, we've got freeing the slaves, putting black people on welfare, letting women vote, the war on drugs, and defeating the Soviet Union. The only thing in here we could argue was good for Western civilization was defeating the Soviet Union. I would say that 4 out of 5 is not a very good track record. This is a real question. If you listen to this podcast and you're a Republican, I would love you to send me some things the Republicans have done, accomplishments of Republicans that have not contributed to the destruction of Western civilization. Feel free to enlighten me. I'd love to fucking know. I'd also like to know why we can never trace things back to the banks. And no, this isn't a Jew thing. I mean, we could turn it into a Jew thing if we wanted to be funny or whatever. But this, I just want to say that because I do make fun of the Jews and I do think the Jews should be relocated. So I don't have to sit here and fucking mince words and fucking dog whistle like some kind of faggot or some shit. If I mean faggot, I say faggot. When I say mean Jew, I say Jew. When I say exterminate, when I mean exterminate, God, I can't talk. When I mean exterminate, I say relocate because everyone knows what I'm really saying and it's funny. So it's called humor. It's called jokes. Joke, it's not funny to joke about gassing Jews. Well, actually, it is. It's actually very funny. It's actually fucking hilarious. So Dick was pointing out, and I've gone down a similar path before, right? Right now, we got the Wuhan thing. And Dick had pulled out some article from somewhere about whatever percentage of people can't pay their rent or some shit like that. And he talks about, okay, should rent be reduced and yada, yada, yada. But then, all right, hold on. Let me come at this a different way. You can tell this is not planned out at all. I didn't think this ahead. Let me take you through the spiel because I can take you through the spiel from my perspective. And then when it's time for Dick to jump in and agree with me, Dick can jump in and agree with me. So right now we have the Wuhan hoax. I listened to one of Scott Adams' recent little podcasts that he does, the first and only one I've ever listened to. And I'm also currently reading Scott Adams' book called Loser Think. Scott Adams continues to be a genius. He does the 80-20 rule, a genius about 80% of the time and an idiot about 20% of the time. In his podcast, he talked about how Sweden made a very stupid decision to not shut down. He also talked about how they've reached herd immunity and the number of deaths in Sweden has dropped to almost nothing. And yet in his mind, somehow or another, that translates into a stupid decision. And he claims that Sweden just got lucky. See, and this is what dumb people always say when they see somebody else's success. Well, you just got lucky. No, there's no luck, right? You have to prepare yourself for luck. You have to make your own luck. You have to be ready when the opportunity comes along. It's like you see some ugly guy with a fucking hot chick. Well, he just got lucky. No, he didn't get lucky. He's probably doing something right. He's got communication skills. I mean, let's be honest. He's got money. He's got some kind of social status. He's this guy who's ugly as fuck is not banging this hot babe out of luck. Okay? He did some. Even if you win the lottery, you still did something. You fucking bought the ticket. You picked the right numbers. You put some kind of fucking effort into it. There's no such thing as luck. You're not just like I'm standing here right now. $1 million isn't going to just fall out of the fucking ceiling and land on top of me. So when you sit here and you say some stupid shit like, well, Sweden made a stupid decision and they just got lucky. No, you're just a moron. What else did Scott Adams say that was going to segue into the banks? I don't even remember now. Oh, the Wuhan virus. He also showed his stupidity because now apparently Scott Adams has decided that the Wuhan virus is a big deal because he said the numbers are approaching 200,000 people dead. And that's a big number. It's a big round number, which is hilarious because it was in a Dilbert comic strip that Dogbert actually made fun of the people who think that the world was going to end in the year 2000 because God was going to destroy the world in the year 2000. Why? Because as Dogbert said in the strip, because God likes big round numbers, right? So 200,000, apparently, according to Scott Adams, is this magic number where it's not just a flu anymore, it's a big deal. It's a real pandemic, except, of course, for the fact that what percentage of those 200,000 people didn't actually die of the Wuhan virus? Like the person who died in a motorcycle wreck, but had the Wuhan virus in his body and was listed as dying from the Wuhan virus. Right? So these statistics for the Wuhan virus are completely fucking fake. It's not a pandemic. Every day, on a near constant basis, I'm turning on the Twitterverse or something, and I'm seeing another link to another article or another research paper explaining that masks do not prevent you from getting the Wuhan virus, but my God, we are just, because women vote, thanks Republicans, because women vote, and women are scared, and women want to feel safe, we all have to fucking wear a mask if we want to go to the fucking grocery store. Thanks, bitches. Thanks, Republicans. Thanks a lot. Really appreciate you fucking conservative Republic cucks letting women vote. Even though, as Thomas Sowell pointed out, at the time, most of them didn't want to. Because you see, back in these days, women were still a little bit feminine. Some of them were. Not all of them had been indoctrinated with feminism like Tommy Lauren has. And that's why she sits there and says, she doesn't say, I'm not a feminist. She says, I'm not a feminist. I'm not a feminist. No, you're a feminist. You're a fucking baby-killing fucking feminist. Shut up. Shut your fucking plastic surgery altered mouth and fucking just put a dick inside of you and shut up. So we got the Wuhan virus going on, right? We got all these people out of jobs. People can't pay their rent, yada, yada, yada. And let me add this in for the people who, because there are still some listeners who are confused about the Great One's stance on some things. Because you see, there's two possibilities. We have a statist society or we have an anarcho-capitalist society. And sometimes when I talk about what should happen and how things should be and how things, blah, 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 I'm talking about in Ancapitice. And sometimes I'm talking about what should happen and how things should be, blah, and I'm talking about in statist land. And I don't always distinguish that, so because I am a man, I will take responsibility, which is a concept women don't understand. That's why they need abortions, because they only have 19 different forms of birth control. I'll take responsibility and attempt to articulate in the future when I'm doing which one, okay? Like when I say women shouldn't be allowed to vote, well, that doesn't apply to Ancapitice, because in Ancapitice, you don't have any fucking voting. There is no state. Therefore, there's no voting. Therefore, saying something like, well, women shouldn't be allowed to vote in Ancapitice, it's a non sequitur. It makes no sense. There's no voting in Ancapitice. We live in a state of society. I don't know if you noticed that or not. So if we're going to live in a state of society where you're going to have a government, where the government comes forth and tells people, you can't open your business, you can't pay your employees can't make money, therefore your employees are going to be disadvantaged at paying their rent. They're going to, what's the new phrase? The new phrase apparently is experiencing. People are experiencing poverty. People are experiencing homelessness. People are experiencing discrimination. So because the government, because the state shut down the businesses, shut down the economy, shut down portions of the economy, the next cocksucker that tells me we're all in this together, I swear to God, I'll fucking kill you. Since there are many of us who can no longer make money to pay our rent, if we're going to live, and we do, in a state of society where the government can stop myself and other people from earning money to pay our rent, and if we're all in this together, then the government should also go to the landlords and say, hey, you can only charge 70% of the rent that you were charging last month. Because if we're all in this together, right? We're all in this together. Except the landlords, they still expect full payment, even though the people paying them don't have an income. Now, I'd gone down that road before, and Dick's gone down there. But then he took it to the next step, and this is where it starts to – we get the point. As I sputter, so I sound like Tommy Lauren. I bring the table to the table. Now, I know there's some exceptions to this rule. There are some people who are landlords. And let's say you're renting out a house and the house is paid for. You totally own the house and all the money you get from rent just goes into your pocket. You know, you get property taxes because, you don't actually own the house. the government owns the house and you're renting it from the government. It's called property taxes. And everybody out there, both fucking Democrats and conservative Republicans, will argue with me about this, but you all know I'm right. You don't own your house. Okay, that's called statism. So I'm sure there's a lot of landlords who fall into that category. A lot is a relative term. So percentage, I'm going to take a wild guess that most landlords are still paying for the house that they're renting out. So you live in the house, you lose your job because the state told you you can't go to work. If that's the case, the state needs to go to the landlord and say, landlord, you can only charge 70% of your rent because we're all in this together. And a lot of people have gotten there. I'm not claiming this is something original that only I thought of and figured out. But where we go next, see, this is where nobody will go. And Dick brought this up, and I never even thought of this, but he's dead right. Because we as a society have been conditioned not to go here. So the landlord is paying a mortgage on that house. Now, if they don't get their rent, they can't pay the mortgage. And where does the mortgage go? Well, the mortgage goes to, here we go. All right, sorry, let me try. The mortgage goes to the, oh shit. Guys, see, even I can't say it. All right, let me try again. The mortgage goes to the, banks, B-A-N-K-S, the banks, Wells Fargo. Do you remember bailing out Wells Fargo with your tax money? I do. Do you remember bailing out Bank of America with your, I do. The mortgages go to the banks. Why is it fascinating how everyone says, why the landlords, they shouldn't be allowed to charge full rent during the Wuhan pandemic. Oh, you can find that all over the fucking internet. Do you notice that nobody takes the next step and goes to the banks? Because the landlords have to pay the mortgage to the bank. The landlord shouldn't be charging the full rent. And the bank shouldn't be charging the full mortgage. If we had a government that actually gave a fuck about the citizens, which we don't, you know, if Donald Trump actually cared about you fucking morons the way you think he does, duh, Trump and Fuhrer, duh, make America great, dog, yeah, dog, yo, a Republicock, yo, dog, we fought your civil war, yo, dog, to free the slaves, dog, yo, Trump all the way, man, Trump 2020, yo. Okay, if Donald Trump really gave a fuck about you stupid fucking drunk rednecks, maybe the Trump and Fuhrer would go to the banks, you know, the banks that you bailed out with your tax money multiple fucking times, and he would say, hey, you have to cut all mortgage payments in half by 50% with no penalties at any time ever until the Wuhan hoax or Wuhan pandemic, he can call it whatever he wants, is over with. So you say, get on the internet right now. See if you can find people saying that landlords shouldn't be charging rent or should be charging reduced rent. I guarantee you, you can find that on the internet. Now, get on the internet and look for somebody saying that the banks should be reducing mortgage payments for landlords. I bet you'll have a much more difficult time finding that. Because you see, everybody stops before we get to the fucking banks. You know, those people, those institutions, those corporations, which are people, because according to the state, a corporation is a person. I mean, you guys, literally Hitler, live under a system where a bunch of people decided that a piece of paper is a person. Well, corporations, legally speaking, are people. No, they're not. It's a fucking piece of paper. The banks, literally Hitler, just make up money. You go in there, you say, I want a loan. $20,000. Okay, here's a loan for $20,000. The bank doesn't have $20,000. They loaned you $20,000 that before you signed that piece of paper didn't exist. And yes, I know you're, well, but they're required to have, okay, great. So they have 10% of $20,000. So they have $2,000. They invented $18,000 out of fucking nothing. Boy, anytime you start getting close to the banks as being part of the problem, oh my God, we gotta change the topic. Do you know what we and this is what Dick pointed out. Right? It's just like his whole thing with New Project 2 and free speech and the PayPals and the MasterCard, you know, trying to take money on the internet. The banks are preventing people from being able to accept money on the internet. The banks are literally Hitler destroying people's ability to receive money, to pay their bills, to live their lives. Nobody will talk about this. A huge number of our problems in our state of society right now today can be traced back to the fucking banks, which you and I have bailed out multiple times with our tax money. And Republicans, right? I wonder if the Republicans had anything to do with the bank bailouts. Nah, I'm sure they would. They were busy freeing slaves and giving them all 40 acres and a mule. I'm sure they didn't have time for that. We can trace a lot of our problems back to the banks, but we'll never do it. Because there's this weird force field that surrounds the banks. That anytime you start to get close to pinning anything on the banks, it gets deflected away. I think I blew my wad. I think that was, I think I got it all out. That was it. I needed to say that to the universe. It needed to be said so that conservative Republicucks could get offended. What should we do? We have time left. What should we do? Well, I got here. What's in the slush pile? I have so much in the slush pile. I got some good stuff here, but oh, wait a minute. Hold on. I was going to do something about birth control, but maybe. I'm going to do this. Or do I do birth control? Look at this, because that's about women's. Yeah, bullshit, more bullshit. Oh, God, I got some good shit here. Holy fuck. Dude, I gotta get on podcasting. This is some good shit. Holy fuck me, man. I gotta stop being a worthless piece of shit. All right, fuck it. Let's do birth control. Now, I have not read this. We're going in totally cold. Anything could happen. This is from Elle Magazine. Happy birthday, birth control. 60 years ago, we got the pill. Today, we're fighting to keep it. By Alexis McGill Johnson, acting president and CEO, Planned Parenthood Federation of America. She's acting like the president. She's not really it. Okay. They're fighting to keep the pill. Is there anyone trying to take away the birth control pill from women? Once again, see, this is the fantasy that women have. And see, now I'm going again. Maybe we'll read some of the article. Maybe we won't. This is the fantasy that you women have, along with the fantasy that you bring the table to the table, and that men are supposed to value, and that you have this great career, and all your friends are really successful and have these great careers, and you these men need to stop being boys, and they need to recognize the value that you bring and value your value when you bring the table to the table. The table to the table. You're bringing the table to the table with your plastic surgery and your unknown number of abortions. This weird fantasy you women have that men want you to be pregnant, that we want you to reproduce. My God, trust me, if you got together 1,000 men and showed them pictures of 1,000 women and said, okay, I want you to sort these photos of women into two piles, the women that you would think should have children and the women who shouldn't have children, the not having children pile is going to be huge. It's going to be huge, okay? We do not want you to have children. Believe you me, the main reason anyone would want to get rid of the pill is because you women fucking take the pill. The hormones go in your fucking bodies. You piss the hormones out into the sewage system, and then they get in the fucking water supply, and they fucking fuck up the environment, and they fuck up the fish because the fish are getting fucking doused in estrogen. And yes, that's a real fucking thing, but of course you women don't give a shit about the environment, right? It's like before Wuhan, women are all like, oh, we have to make plastic bags illegal because sea turtles choke on them. And then the Wuhan virus came along and women are like, oh my God, we have to make it illegal to use your reusable bag at the grocery store because you might give someone the virus. And so now we'll use as many fucking plastic bags at the grocery store as we want because fuck those sea turtles, right? The sea turtles are real goddamn important right up until the point that a woman is fucking afraid that she might fucking die. And then all of a sudden those sea turtles can go fuck themselves because the only thing women give a shit about is themselves. That's why you cannot have a functioning society in which women have political power. You can hate me all you fucking want, but what I'm saying is true. I don't remember the first time I learned about birth control. Wow, that's tragic. She can't remember the first. I know most people would remember the first time they learned about birth control. I do remember that I started taking the pill in college, and I didn't stop until I was ready to have children. God, this woman reproduced. Jesus Christ. For more than two decades, birth control was just there, a daily part of my life that I didn't have to think about much. Okay, two decades, that's 20 years, right? I'm not stupid, right? A decade is 10 years, because we know I can't do percentages. Okay, so she started taking the pill in college. She was 18. For two decades, she was on birth control. So, I mean, she was at least 38 before she decided to reproduce. I wonder if her kids are retarded or not. My generation was the first to be raised with the idea of gender and racial equality, and birth control factored into that. My mother, who was a breadwinner, oh, she brought value. Did your mom bring the table to the table? And a proud agitator for racial equality in the workplace and community, raised my three sisters and me to think about the world in an intersectional way. The father could not be reached for comment. Okay, this is why women should not be single mothers, because this woman, even though she was the breadwinner, had time to agitate people for racial equality. And she raised her daughters to be feminist. This is what happens when you have women raising children without the influence of a man. But there's lots of single mothers. Why? Because they can get all this welfare. Why do they get all the welfare? Because the government provides the welfare. Why does the government provide the welfare? Well, because people voted for that. Who primarily votes for all the welfare for the single mothers? Beta men, but also women. Why do women vote? Because Republicans thought that would be a great idea. Thanks, Republicucks. Appreciate it. Really appreciate you fucking dipshits letting women vote. Thanks for destroying Western civilization. Thanks for destroying everything that white men for, you know, 300, 400, 500 years strived to create. Thanks for destroying all of that just because you thought, well, if we let women vote, maybe some of them will have sex with us. See, that shit wouldn't have flown back in like 1400. Hey, Leonardo, should we give a women's the vote so that maybe they have sex with us? No, you stupid motherfucker. It's a stupid fucking idea. I fucking bite my thumb in your direction, you fucking moron. Oh, no, Republicucks came along. Why? Wow. Now that we're finished fighting that civil war to free the slaves, I really want to get laid. Do you know any way I could actually get a girl to have sex with me? Well, I don't know. Maybe if we let them vote. Maybe if we let women vote, maybe they'll have sex with us. Wow, that sounds like a good idea. I'm so desperate to put my little wee-wee inside of a woman. Even if she's overweight and has pink hair and tattoos, I'm so desperate to have sex. I'll try anything. Okay, let's do it. Let's give women the vote. Okay, that's the Republican convention. Anyway, let's get back to this. Now we're never going to make it through the article. There's no way I'm going to get this done. I'm serious. After we're finished relocating the Jews, the Republicans should come next. You guys have just fucked this society over way too many fucking times. I mean, who had the balls to drop an atomic bomb on the Japanese? Was it Republicucks? No, it took a fucking Democrat to do that. Who had the balls to oppose freeing the slaves? Democrats. Who had the balls to oppose letting women vote? Democrats. Now, of course, the Democrats are completely fucking nutless. At least at one time, they had ball sacks. We built our lives on the principle of bodily autonomy. This is a woman saying that, you know, the principle of bodily autonomy. Let's see, women, abortion, divorce, rape, taxation, putting people in jail for not, sorry, putting men in jail for not paying alimony, you know, hashtag me too, so forth and so on. Hearing a woman talk about bodily autonomy is fucking side-splittingly hilarious. Knowing that each generation before us had laid the foundation we now stood on as we reached for glass ceilings. Yeah, the mythology of the oppression. We're reaching for glass ceilings. Oh my God, you poor princess. I'm so oppressed. May 9th marks 60 years since the FDA approved the first birth control pill. So she's talking about bodily autonomy. It's been 60 years since the government gave your body permission to have a birth control pill in it. It's amazing how they can't see the cognitive dissonance here. If you need permission from the government to take the birth control pill, you don't have bodily autonomy, sweetheart. You're a fucking slave. And while that moment was a catalyst, none of what has happened since was preordained. The FDA didn't change everything. People who believed in reproductive freedom fought for every inch, making sure birth control was legal, accessible, and affordable, which of course means subsidized by the taxpayers, who are primarily men. In 1961, a year after the pill had been approved, I like how pill is capitalized. It's like black. You have to capitalize black now. It was still illegal in some states to distribute it. Estelle Griswold, then the executive director of the Planned Parenthood League of Connecticut, and C. Lee Buxton, the clinic's medical director, deliberately broke the law to hand it out anyway. Their case went all the way to the Supreme Court, ending in a ruling that legalized birth control for married women. In 1972, the court extended that right to unmarried women. Okay, so again, you got permission from the government to do something with your body. You're a slave. But legal doesn't mean accessible. If you can't afford contraception, you can't access it. See, once again, it all comes down to an affordable, we all know, means subsidized, if not free. And free means subsidized, right? When Bernie Sanders is going to give you free college, that means subsidized. So Planned Parenthood and others fought tooth and nail to ensure the Affordable Care Act covered birth control without a copay, saving women $1.4 billion in just 1 year. Hold on. Fuck, and we're getting short on time. This always happens. Hold on. Because we're short on time and I'm going to do math. We know how I do math. I'm going to pause the recording because this might be good. Or it might not be. I don't know yet. Okay, I'm back. And we'll have to finish this in the next episode, obviously, because I got a whole page of text to go and it's small text. But this was totally worth it. This was totally worth it. Here we go. Remember I told you I was going to be able to drop out the volume so you didn't have to listen to me coughing and clearing my throat? God, I'm a lying piece of shit. All right. Affordable Care Act covered birth control. And I just assumed this, well, all right, covered birth control without a copay, saving women $1.4 billion in just 1 year. Now, when they say birth control, I'm just assuming all of this is the pill. I guess it doesn't matter. That still works in my favor. $1.4 billion in 1 year. So I looked on the interwebs. It must be true. Population. Okay. Center for Disease Control. Percentage of women between the ages of 15 and 49 who are on the pill. 12.6%. Okay, looked up population statistics. The number of women between the ages of 15 to 49 is 74 million. 12.6%, 74 million, that's 9.4 million. They saved 1.4 billion in a year. If you do the math, what that comes to is that each of these women saved in 1 year, thanks to the Affordable Care Act, $150. See, these strong, independent women cannot afford $150 a month for birth control. You need to value, because they're bringing the table to the table. They cannot afford, women's cannot afford $150 a year for birth control. How can anyone take them seriously? How can we possibly take women seriously?